practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church on this great Sunday on the Christian calendar. This is Palm Sunday, when we celebrate the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago. Today, we're going to begin the program along that line with a song entitled Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King.
During the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, he actually presented himself as the King of the Jews. However, we know that they rejected him, and thus he went to the cross. But there will come a time later on when the Lord Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on earth, and he will not only be the King of the Jews, but King of the entire earth, yes, indeed, the entire universe. He still is, even today, King of kings and Lord of lords. The question is, is he the King and Lord of your life? I trust that he is. I trust that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and that you are yielding to him to his kingship, to his lordship in your life, and doing that which honors and glorifies him. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today as we gather here with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord Jesus Christ on this, the Lord's Day. And I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where the Word of God is preached. And if you don't have a church to go to and you live here in central Pennsylvania, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And we are involved in our Missions Month here at Faith Baptist Church. Our theme throughout the entire month is Forward in Faith for Missions. And today, we're going to be having a very special guest with us. It is Bethany Boston with Bibles International. And of course, she travels to various parts of the world and translates the Word of God into the languages of those particular nations. Quite an interesting ministry it is that she has. She will be with us for a combined adult Sunday school class this morning, as well as the morning service and the evening service. And I'd invite you to come out and be involved with that. And then our message this morning that I will be delivering at the 10:30 service is Missions, the Ministry of the Church. Missions should not be at the very end of the church ministry or the very last thing in the church budget, but it should be the prime thing in any church ministry. If you're looking for a good, solid church to visit or to attend, the first thing you should check out is what is their emphasis on missions, because every church has the responsibility to proclaim the what we refer to as the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the very heart of missions. And so today, my message will be entitled Missions, the Ministry of the Church. And I do invite you to drop by and visit us. If we can ever serve you spiritually speaking, do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894, or you can write to us. And our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. But as I say, if we can help you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. But drop by today and visit us, if you will, as we continue our theme in missions. And the key theme throughout the course of this entire month is Forward in Faith for Missions, based upon Mark 16 and verse 15, where Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We'd love to have you drop by today. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. I thank you, Lord, that we can proclaim your word. And I thank you for each and every person who is listening at this very moment. And I pray, dear Lord, that you'll take this program and use it in their lives. For those who are not yet saved or born again, I pray that today will be the time in which they will call upon the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and be saved. And then for those who are your children through faith in Christ, I pray that this broadcast will enable them to focus on you, to be prepared to go to church, to worship you in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now here is a piano solo with that great old hymn of the faith that goes along with the theme of the triumphal entry, and that is, "All that thrills my soul is Jesus." Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where the Word of God says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." That's Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Behold, Thy King Cometh," let's listen to a song that is entitled, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." I know this is a favorite song of many. God bless you as you listen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God. We often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Out will find a solace there. We'll find a solace there.
Well, this is Palm Sunday, which is the time when Christians all around the world will focus on the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. Now, during the triumphal entry, Jesus presented himself to Israel as their long-awaited Messiah and King. But they rejected him, which in turn opened the door for him to go to the cross of Calvary and provide redemption for the entire human race. There are many lessons that we can learn from the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ that reveal his greatness that we want to focus on today. So I'd encourage you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 21, and I'd like to read verses 1 through 11, which is Matthew's account of the triumphal entry. Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, where the Word of God says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. That's Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And as we look at the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ today, I want us to look at the reality of the triumphal entry, the revealing of Jesus at the triumphal entry, and then the response of the people at the triumphal entry. First of all, the reality of the triumphal entry. The triumphal entry really did take place, as the Bible says. As a matter of fact, let me just share some facts with you about the triumphal entry of Christ. As we study history, we find that the triumphal entry was a historic event that took place on the ninth day of the Jewish calendar of Nisan in 30 AD. And so it is a real historic event. The triumphal entry, by the way, was prophesied in the Old Testament. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9 and verses 9 and 10, some 487 years before the coming of Christ, there is the prophecy of the triumphal entry when it says, Thy King cometh, talking about the entrance of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. Now, it's also interesting to note that the triumphal entry is recorded in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is an indicate to us how extremely significant it is. If something is mentioned once in the Bible, it's important. But something that's mentioned four times is very significant. That reminds us that the Lord really wants us to understand the message and the ministry of Christ at the triumphal entry. Another thing to take into consideration is that the triumphal entry occurred just 5 days before the crucifixion. That began what we often refer to as Christ's week of passion. After he was rejected by the multitude, right? After he was accepted by the multitudes, he went into the city of Jerusalem only to be rejected by that same multitude 5 days later when they put him on the cross. The triumphal entry involved the official presentation of Jesus Christ to Israel as their king. He did come as their king, but did not present himself as king until the triumphal entry. And at the triumphal entry, there were a lot of people in Jerusalem to partake of the Jewish Passover, probably at least 3 million people. Now remember, back in those days, they did not have television and radio or the internet, and so they could not broadcast the message of Christ or the presence of Christ. But with 3 million people in the city of Jerusalem, many got to understand who Jesus Christ is and recognize him as he presented himself as king. Now, the triumphal entry was when Jesus was rejected by Israel. And of course, because of that, and because of the fact that he loved Israel, he wept over Jerusalem. We can see that recorded in Luke 19, verses 41 through 44. Had they accepted him, he would have set himself up as king. But they rejected him, and of course, he wept over them because they were rejecting all that God had established for them. Now, the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem changed the course of history for Israel. Because they rejected Christ, in just 40 years after that, in around 70 AD, they would be destroyed and go out of existence as a nation until 1948, all because of the fact that they rejected Jesus Christ as their king there on the triumphal entry, as it's recorded in the Word of God. Now, as we look at the triumphal entry, we see that Jesus Christ was revealed in various ways. First of all, he was revealed as the King of the Jews. You'll notice in verses 4 and 5 of Matthew 21, it says, "All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying," and by the way, this comes from Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass." That comes from Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, that really revealed Jesus Christ prophetically as the King of the Jews. And if you turn back to Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, you will see that that teaches that Jesus Christ is just. That relates to his life as a lawful, righteous, sinful individual. It also reveals that Jesus Christ is Savior. That is, he delivers people from their sin. That speaks of his works. And then it reveals Jesus Christ as lowly. And obviously that relates to his work on the cross as being meek and afflicted. But at the triumphal entry, Jesus Christ was revealed as the King of the Jews. Secondly, at the triumphal entry, Jesus Christ was revealed as the Son of David. Look at verse 9 of Matthew 21. It says, "And the multitudes that went before and that followed, they were behind him and before him, cried, Hosanna to the Son of David." You see, many of them realized who Jesus Christ was, the Son of David, that is, of the lineage of David. And that was significant because back in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 through 15, is what we refer to as the Davidic covenant, where it tells us that David will always have someone on his throne, and that eternal person is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ was recognized as that at the triumphal entry. But Christ was also revealed as Savior, because again in verse 9 of Matthew 21, it says that the crowd said, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And that word Hosanna means, "Save us, we pray." And so as Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem, the crowd was basically asking him to save them. Now, perhaps they were asking him to save them from the Roman Empire. It could very well be that. But nevertheless, they recognized him as Savior and asked that he would save them. Certainly, there were no doubt those who were looking for spiritual salvation, not just political salvation. But also at the triumphal entry, Jesus Christ was revealed as the prophet of Nazareth. In verse 10 of Matthew 21, it says, "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus Christ was the prophet that was promised by Moses back in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. And he was the prophet that was predicted to come to Israel to restore them to the promised land as God had set forth. Had they accepted him on that day, certainly Israel would have had a king and would have been restored into God's presence and blessing, I should say. But the fact of the matter is, they rejected him. And that leads us to the response of the people at the triumphal entry. On the day that the Lord Jesus Christ entered into the city of Jerusalem, on that first Palm Sunday, as it were, there were many people who welcomed him. But later on that week, they rejected him. They welcomed him and said, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." But they rejected him just 5 days later. And many of those who shouted Hosanna to Christ on Friday shouted, "Crucify him." Had they accepted him, certainly he would have established his kingship on earth. He would have really brought salvation to individuals, but they rejected him. And we find the same today. The message of the Lord Jesus Christ goes forth, and it will go forth very strongly both today and next Sunday as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. There are many who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, but yet there are many more who reject him. What is your relationship with Jesus Christ? I trust if you've never called upon his name to ask him to save you, that you'll do it right now. Accept him as the Lord and Savior of your life, and then worship him as God, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And of course, I would encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church and worship the Lord on this great Palm Sunday. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Don't reject Him. Accept Him and have the forgiveness of sins, and then worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Go to church today, and until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.